And I speak to you in God's holy name, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We have, throughout the summer, been following a series about what does it mean to be a progressive Christian. We are ourselves, see ourselves here at All Saints as a progressive parish, a progressive Christian parish. And so we've been looking at the guide marks or the touchstones of what it means to be progressive. There are 8 major blocks and there are posters around that you can look at them. And today we're going to look at some depth at number 7. Number 7 is to strive to protect and restore the integrity of our earth. To strive to protect and restore the integrity of our earth. We are very aware about climate change. We are very aware about what's going on. And we have, as progressive Christians, and really I'm happy to say the whole of the Anglican Church across Canada, with the change of the baptismal covenant, have got ourselves involved in an idea that we must protect the earth and all its peoples, not just Christians, but all its peoples, because it's a gift from God that we have been called to nurture and called to be stewards of, and we have not done a good job. And you who come often and are not visiting or new know that I've been preaching about this for a long time. I have a wife who's an artist who, for those who don't know, she is a climatologist, artist, and she's working yet again on another big series on the climate. We have to be engaged. We have to be engaged in what's happening to the world. And I wanted to look back first at the scripture from this morning from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, where he said to them all, "For my people have committed 2 evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water." Now, Jeremiah was writing, he spoke this probably 2,500 to 3,000 years ago, in a land that was moving from being a verdant place to a place of desert. The cedars of Lebanon were dying at this time, and the place was having more and more droughts. It was a time of dramatic change. And he was saying to the people of Judah and Israel, "You have forsaken what God has asked you to do, and you are investing in things that are only temporal, like gold and riches. They are like cracked cisterns where they would hold water, and they don't hold any water at all. They don't sustain." And we are in a time here where we've been all engaged in our society about great technology and about great things, which is good. Good, some great technology has happened, but some people are chasing after gold and not a sense of sustaining. I work often with young adults, and in my work in helping people recover from addiction. And one of the things that has come up to me that's really shocking is young people saying, "We have decided we don't want children. We don't want to bring them into this world. We're saddened by what we see. And we might have a life, and maybe our children want to have a life, but our grandchildren," which would be like equivalent to my great-grandchildren, were they to be born, "would not have a life. And we want them to have a life. And so we must be engaged now." There can be no more denial. There can be no more standing aside and letting things happen. So how do we get involved as progressive Christians? What do we do that's different than other people? Well, the first thing is, I think we have to have hope. And I challenge the young people to say we don't want to have kids by saying, "Look, The universe is still unfolding. And we know the universe is getting bigger all the time. We know this from good science. And that means that God hasn't finished the creation yet. And so we have hope. We can be involved with the ever-changing creation of God. But we have to be mindful and thoughtful about what's going on and really participate. And as long as there's life and vitality, there's hope for change. And there's hope for making things better. But we do that by, first of all, having a consciousness. We have to be conscious of the problem and dedicate ourselves. We are going to make a difference. And then we get involved in making that difference in little ways and big ways. And we have both power, little power, and we have strong power. Our strong power is, where do we put our votes? What do we say to the decision makers of our land? And we say it forcefully. Or do we just be mute? Remember the old saying, silence means consent. Well, I, for one, do not consent to seeing the world's environment get squandered away. And we have to go beyond our comfort zones and speak up and speak out. And speak out to your neighbors. Speak out to your family. I've got a climate change denier in my family who's my brother-in-law, who I love. You can imagine with he and his sister get going together, Erica, my wife, and we have interesting discussions on the phone or in person. But it's to not back away from those, to not just give up. I think we have to keep talking about it in a way that's respectful, but nevertheless stand firm. Just as we stand firm for the love of God, we stand firm for the love of Jesus in us and in each other. We have to stand firm in saying we have a responsibility to make things better and sustainable. So that's on a bigger plane. And then in a smaller plane, have an examination of what are we doing ourselves. I have definitely changed the way I garden. I have definitely changed the way that I package up garbage. We don't take plastic bags anymore if we can help it. All those kind of things are important. They all work together. And we just have to keep on working. One of the people that gives me confidence and excites me is a progressive Catholic theologian by the name of Ilia De Leo. And she wrote this recently. Evolution impels us to think of God as drawing the world from up ahead, attracting it into a new future. Process theology, which is a part of progressive Christianity, maintains that God is neither simply an impersonal order nor simply the individual person who creates the universe. Rather, God and the world are in process together. The world continually participates in God and God in the world. We're not alone. God is continually with us and participating with us in our decisions, our actions, and how we walk and move together in being progressive and thinking about climate change and how we work together to remediate the problem. We only have so much time. I know that. You know that. It is undeniable. Good science, which has been peer-reviewed, has indicated there's no denial, climate change is afoot. But it's only us who are conscious and aware, only human beings who have the sense of the love of God within them can make a difference. And so today, as Christians who are progressive and looking at issues that are emergent today, for this was not an issue in Jesus' day, except from the droughts that were happening, but not the dramatic climate changes that we see now. These are issues that the Holy Spirit is calling us to, even though it's not our comfort zone, to address. And I pray that as we receive the sacrament, the symbol of the bread and wine, God's love poured out for us, and given to us, that we will rededicate and reanimate ourselves to becoming more aware of the problem and also be committing ourselves to become part of the answer. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.